Hey, Jesus, come on, play. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible stories. Hey, Jesus, come on out and play. When Jesus was a little boy, his friends used to call him to come out and play too. Because there weren't that many children around, they wanted him, even though he was always busy doing his thinking time. He liked think time. Jesus was a think time kid. And he did that. Some people called it meditation, and some people called it think, and some people called it all sorts of things, but Jesus called it my think time. And his friends would come over and they'd say, come on out and play, Jesus. And Jesus said, oh, okay, sure, why not? So he'd go out and play with them. And they would play hide and seek, and they would run behind the various houses or the various piles of various things and hide from each other, and everybody have to go and find them and call them it, and the game is eternal. And they would play these red light, green light, and you know, go and come and stop and go, because the red light and green light, they were known back in Jesus' day too, you know, even though they didn't have stoplights at that time. But they'd call Jesus, come out and play, and Jesus would say, hey, you guys, let me tell you something. And they'd say, oh, you got a story for us? You got a story for us? Because they knew that Jesus was full of stories. And Jesus said, sure. So they all sat down, and Jesus said, you know, playtime should be a time of making friends. It should be a time of making friends where we all look at each other and say, I like you, you're beautiful. I like you, you're intelligent. I like you, you're rich. I like you, you're healthy. I like you, you're a happy person. I like you, you have a nice daddy. I like you, you have a super mommy. I like you, you have a good brother. I like you, you have a good sister. I like you. I like you because you play good. I like you because you're smart. I like, oh my goodness sakes. And then, when we start doing that, then we never have a time where we don't like each other. Because we love our brother, our neighbor, like ourselves. If we like ourselves and we're happy guys within ourselves, then we will be happy guys within however we like anybody else in the world. Whoever our neighbor may be, wherever they may be. And if it may be the people that are not of our particular tribe or our group of people, we still like them because they're people. And people are people. And all the people in the world are people. And there are no separations between these people except the separations they make. And we are going to love them all and bring them all into our love, because we're going to say, I like you. And we are going to really mean it. And we're going to serve them tea. And we're going to serve them bread. And we're going to be friendly neighbors. We're going to be friendly people. Yes. Well, the boys and girls that gathered around Jesus while he was telling his stories thought to themselves, boy, oh boy, is he a mommy's boy? Is he a goody-goody boy? Is he? And Jesus said, all right now, you and you and you and you, stand up. And they thought, telling us to stand up. Okay. They stood up. He said, each one of you were thinking that I was a mommy's boy. Each one of you were thinking that my mom tells me what to do and I do exactly what she does. And I'm going to tell you, I do. I do exactly what she does and tells me to do, and I do it, and I do it just fine. Now, I go further. I do what my mom and dad tell me to do, but I do what my teachers tell me to do. And I do what my friends tell me to do. But I only have people telling me what to do when they tell me what to do is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I want to do everything good and everything beautiful and everything fine. Now, I heard what you were saying. How did you know what we were thinking? Because it's written all over you. It's written all over you. Anybody who's got their eyes open can see what you're saying. They can see what you're thinking. Because we know what's going on in this world, and we're smart people. And I tell you one thing, this group here that we have, this group of Illuminati, which are the friends of Jesus, you know, as a little boy, we're going to go on to do great things in the world, and no one will ever know that we were ever a group that we're starting out as youngsters, because when we go our way as adults, we will have no thing that'll tie us together. We'll have no thing that's going to say that we're anything except wonderful, beautiful people. Well, Jesus' friends sat back and they said, you know, Jesus, when we sit in an evening with you and we play with you, we have more fun because we don't feel like we're being told how we got to live. We're being shown how to live because it's the way you live. You're a nice guy, Jesus. Yeah, that's okay. And Jesus said, well, I got to go in and do my meditation now. So they said, Jesus, you don't got to do nothing. And Jesus said, well, you're right. I don't have to go in and do my meditation. I want to go in and do my meditation. And they said, can we do it too? And Jesus said, sure, but you go home and do it. I do mine alone, and you do yours alone. And the boys and girls who played with Jesus as he was growing up were having as great a school as even Jesus had. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.